You are listening to KXT 91.7. I'm Joe Cazera, and we're very pleased to welcome to KXT singer-songwriter Terry Hendricks and multi-instrumentalist and producer Lloyd Maines. They're in town to celebrate the release of Terry's brand new and 10th album called Cry Till You Laugh. And the title says something, not just about the struggles of making a living as a musician, but also about Terry's 20-year battle with epilepsy. And the Dallas Morning News called it Survival Stories Set to Music. Terry and Lloyd performed tonight at 8 at Sons of Herman Hall. And Terry Hendricks, Lloyd Maines, welcome back to Dallas. Welcome to KXT.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Always good to be here.
Appreciate you being here, too. And now, how did you guys meet? And how did you start playing together?
Well, back in about 1995, an engineer friend of mine named Bobby Arnold at the fire station in San Marcos, it's a studio there, handed me off a cassette tape of Terry's demos, just a vocal and guitar, and said that he was telling me that she needed help with a record. And I listened to it and was pretty blown away just by her songs and just by the fact that she played her own guitar. And it was about 6 months after that that we met at I was playing a Joe Ely show at Green Hall, and she was opening. So we met there, and she talked about doing a record, and I said, well, just let me know when you're ready to do it. And so she called up, and I was living in Lubbock at the time, and I went down and helped her make her record. And we've been doing records ever since, and I started playing live with her shortly after. I just really appreciated her work ethic and her writing, and just the whole fresh approach to the grassroots music, approach to doing your own records. And she was kind of the first one to do that around here. I mean, everybody else was searching for that elusive major label deal, and she was doing her own thing and is still doing that. And now, as you know, major labels are kind of dissolving, so yeah. Everybody's trying to learn how to do their own thing now, and so Terry's got a little jump on them, I think.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear a song. What we're going to hear first?
This is called Slow Down.
In squares, I've been swimming in quicksand. I'm coming up for air. Slow down, slow down. The Virgin de Guadalupe is on a candle by my bed. If you want to see a scary movie, you just look inside my head. Slow down, slow down. I've got tattoos and dreadlocks in another universe. I want to go to Enchanted Mountain, where make-believe is real, where faith is alive, and love is all I feel. I'm going to make time, take time to soak it all in. I'm going to meet up. Drive out to the desert. My brain needs a little fresh air. Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. Oh,
Yes, that was fantastic. Slow Down from Terry Hendrix and Lloyd Maines. They're live here in the studio. The new album is called Cry Till You Laugh. Terry, you were classically trained?
I was. I studied opera at Hardin-Simmons State University in Abilene on a vocal scholarship and transferred to Texas State University. It was then called Southwest Texas State University in 1989. But I studied music pretty hard classically for quite a few years.
So what made you change?
I wanted to paint on different canvas. You know, that's the only best way to put it. I love classical music. It's like the Olympics for a singer, you know. And, if you can sing classical, then you can pretty much sing anything.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy I had that background, because years later I came to use some of the principles that I learned back then to help get me through gigs when maybe I was having a hard time vocally or something. There's things that tricks that they teach you in classical music that are really great to help now. But I just was interested in different things, and I wanted to switch things up.
What is Willery Farm?
In High Texas, there's a farm called Willery Farm that was started by a lady named Marion Williamson. And she was one of the first organic farmers in the state of Texas. Her original farm was located in Kamado. So she passed away in 1997, but Willery Farm was where it all started. And I worked for her for a while, milked goats and helped her with a lot of different chores. And she taught me finger picking, country blues. Around 1993, I worked with her for many years. Willery Farm was a great place. You mentioned epilepsy, you know, she helped, you know, she put me on the ketogenic diet long before that became a standard practice as a holistic means to incorporate with medicine to treat epilepsy. So she taught me a whole lot of things. She was very forward thinking in her lifetime, always ahead of the curveball. I'm still amazed by what I learned on Willery Farm.
Yeah. You wrote a song about your epilepsy, Einstein's Brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and on my new record, it's called Cry Till You Laugh. And in July 2008, just a whole lot of things happened at once where, you know, it was just coincidence with where I was in my life, my age. I'm 42. And
you certainly don't look it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you think that.
KXT t-shirt will do for you.
That's right. But there's a couple of songs on my record that address it. One is Hand Me Down Blues and one is Einstein's Brain. But with Hand Me Down Blues, it's and Einstein's Brain. It's just about how, you know, my mother, she has early dementia, and she has seizures as well. And so we were dealing with that in 2008. And then dealing with doctors, which is a whole other ball of wax, and things got really sad and then really scary, and then all of a sudden they got really, really funny. You know, an example of this is I took my mom to Walmart to get her prescriptions filled, and I was like, Mom, even though you're sick, you're fast, I'm gonna make you get in an electric cart, you know. And so my mom, she didn't like that one bit. She got really grouchy on me, and I was like, no, you're gonna get in the electric cart because I cannot keep up with you, you know. So she gets in the electric cart, and to get even with me, she just takes off down the aisles at Walmart in this electric cart. So I'm sprinting down after her, trying to catch up with her. She brings that electric cart to a screeching halt in front of all of these rows and rows of pillows. And she reaches out and she grabs one, and she starts pulling it to her chest and squeezing it with all of her might. And I go, Mom, what on earth are you doing with that pillow? And she says, it says memory foam on it. I'm thinking it can help. Yeah. And from then on, I thought, you know, I mean, who doesn't have a cross to bear in some way or another? I think it's just kind of mind over matter, literally, and you just kind of go forward and face things and live life to the fullest no matter what you have going on.
Absolutely.
And then Hand-Me-Down Blues is how to not succumb to the gravitational pull of a bad mood.
Where'd you get those hand-me-down blues? You gave them to me, I gave time I see you, you're laying around. Pulling you up is dragging me down. You're staring at your shoes, talking about the future like it's yesterday's news. You close the blinds to block the view.
Very, very cool. Thank you so much for playing that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
It's Hand Me Down Blues. It's from the new album, Cry Till You Laugh. I love the line, some things you don't get over, you just get through.
Oh, man, thanks so much. That took forever. Like, sometimes one line, you lose sleep over it, you know? I ran into this old friend of mine at a coffee shop in San Marcos. That's where I live. And he says, you know what? You know, he's telling me he was going through a bunch of stuff with his parents, and he was helping his mom. And he goes, and now they live in Mississippi. They had to move to go take care of her. And he goes, you know, one day my wife and I, we're going to get through this time. We're going to go through a tunnel. And on the end of the tunnel, there's not going to be a train coming at us. And I was just thinking, I wanted to try to get that symbolism. And so that finally I stumbled on that. But it probably took me about 3 months just get that, you know.
Well, and that's what you got to be as a good songwriter. You got to listen. You listen to people.
Well, or steal. I prefer the way you put that.
All right, I understand. You have a book of essays that comes out next month, and it's a companion piece to the album.
Yes, I do. I love to write, and so for about 20 years now, I've been writing these essays, and I send them out to my fans. And so I realized it was strange how much the essays tied in with the themes on our new record. So I just thought, well, they were supposed to come out together. They're supposed to come out in a really pretty package, CD with the book, you know, really cool. But I couldn't finish them in time. So the book will come out in August.
Okay. And then you have yet another book coming too, correct?
Yeah. That one's going to be a long time. I mean, I have a lot of research to do on it, and I want it to be really factual. It's just you know, I do want to raise awareness about epilepsy because it's so often misunderstood. About what it is and what seizures are and what you should do. So the book's going to be called The Girl with an Exploding Brain, and that'll come out, you know, who knows? I mean, I have a lot of work to do on it still. I want to talk to doctors, and it's about my own experiences with it. I mean, I kept it hidden for years. I was diagnosed in 89, and Lloyd didn't even know about it till 2003. You know, oh, wow. We had worked together for a long time. You know, I was just embarrassed about it, but I'm not anymore. I'm just more like, by every time I open my mouth about it, especially in the summertime, I have the potential to save a kid, because, you know, absolutely. You just warn kids about being in the water and about, you know, how always, you know, just you can help people by being upfront about a condition. And that's how I feel about it now.
Is it true that you can't perform at high altitudes?
Not right now. You know, I don't feel good. I've never played in New Mexico or Colorado and felt really well, and I couldn't figure out why, and so until I know why that is, I feel like I owe it to people that book me to be able to perform, and fans that might see me to be able to be 100%. So until I know, I just feel like it just got a little too scary. So for right now, this year, no, and maybe not next year either, until I know for sure I can do a good job.
Sure. And you have a huge record collection. What do you have?
Oh, man, what do I not have? It's how to organize it now in the digital age.
Right.
You know, that's starting to really mess me up. Every time iTunes does updates, I want to send them a really evil letter, like, don't mess with my library. You know, but, yeah, like, okay, some favorites of folk arts quartet. It's a stringed instrument with four women. And I love Crooked Still. Interesting. Alabama 3 or A3. Oh. One of my favorite all-time groups.
Wow.
Old school would be Joe Ely. You know, wow. I collect everything he has. Ella Fitzgerald, I have pretty much everything she's recorded. Sarah Vaughan, Peggy Lee. So I have the jazz greats. And then I also like electronica, Enigma, Delirium, B-Tribe. And then Spanish, Norteño. Into Cable. No.
And a while ago, you were working on what you intended to be a jazz album. But what's interesting to me is that I'd read you spent hours researching the songs you wanted to cover. What kind of research did you do?
Well, luckily I have a lot of good friends that do radio shows that are eclectic programmers, a lot like KXT, KRA. And so, you know, Gene Shea up in Philly sent me a bunch of his, a bunch of songs by the Pointer Sisters, live Pointer Sisters, Cloudburst, Salt Peanuts. I had never heard that them sing like that. The Pointer Sisters and their jazz will blow you away. And I researched that. Then, Blossom Deary. And then I was just trying to find songs that just hadn't been done so much. Don't Fence Me In. I love that old Cole Porter, or Riding High by Cole Porter. And so that's the type of stuff I was researching. And then I didn't want to do a record of all covers. And then I had these other songs coming together, so I just dropped that project and then incorporated it all into my new record. But I think it would be fun to perhaps do a jazz record, but I don't know if I know how to do it. It's really hard. I mean, the scatting on is so hard, and it goes by so quick. And you know, in my research, I found out real quick that I'd have to really work triple hard to get what I wanted. I mean, I know Ella Fitzgerald, point blank. There's only one of her, you know?
We absolutely love your album, though, your new one, Cry Till You Laugh. So, you know, we'd love to hear another song from it, too.
Sure.
What's this one?
This one's Einstein's Brain. If I had Picasso's hands, oh, the world I'd draw. And if I had Einstein's brain, oh, the good I'd do. It's like trying to sail when I'm nowhere near the sea.
some things come so easily, not for me. Now my chances have come and gone. I've said hello and said so long. Miss a boat and caught a train. Lost my turn time and again. It's like trying to sail when I'm nowhere near the sea. Some things come so easily. I've been thinking I need to rest a while. You can go on chasing down the moon. Hey, I'm no Mickey Mantle, but I got his smile. I cry till I laugh, that's what I do. Floor, I'm no Fred Astaire. I got two left feet and I don't care. But without grace, I still pray. With the answers light years away. It's like trying to sail when I'm nowhere near the sea. Some things come so easily. Not for me, not for me, not for me. If I had Picasso's hands, oh, the world I'd draw. And if I had Einstein's brain,
Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines are guests in studio here at KXT 91.7. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Oh, it's
been wonderful, wonderful to be here.
I'm Joe Cazera. You're listening to KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.